Do not hold on to me. Do not hold on to me. Christ says to Mary Magdalene this day. The risen Jesus could have chosen to appear to anyone at first. He could have chosen to appear to the Roman emperor. He could have chosen to appear to the chief priests in the temple, the ones who wanted him executed. He could have chosen to appear to the Roman soldiers who literally nailed him to the cross. He could have chosen to appear to Peter, or to Thomas, or to Simon, or to James, or to Andrew. He could have picked any of them. Jesus chooses Mary. Jesus chooses to appear to Mary Magdalene this day, to the apostle, to the apostles. Jesus chooses to appear to a woman. Jesus chooses to appear to a woman whose society would have rarely paid her any attention. Jesus chooses to appear to a woman whose society not only would have rarely paid her any attention, but probably not listened to anything that she ever had to say. Jesus chooses to appear to a woman whose journey in this life, just like all of our own journeys, was by no means perfect, not without its pain, nor without its scars. Jesus chooses Mary this day. The first thing he says to her after she recognizes him are these six words: "Do not hold on to me. Do not hold on to me, but go. Go to my brothers. Go to my sisters. Go to my whole family, to the whole people of God, and tell them that by God's power, I am here. I am risen. Tell them that death's sting knows no more power. Tell them that I am ascending to my Father and to your Father, and to my God and to your God. Tell them that I am risen." Jesus doesn't give this incredible, this world-altering, this earth-shattering command to go and tell. He does not give it to a great orator. Jesus does not give this command to Cicero. He does not give it to a person of great power, nor of great influence, nor of great formal education, nor of great skill. Jesus gives it to Mary Magdalene. He gives it to one of his faithful followers, to a servant leader who stayed with him at the cross, stayed with him and endured that terror while others ran. Jesus gives this incredible command to an ordinary, imperfect, fallible human being. He gives this command this Easter Sunday to someone just like you and me. Go and tell the world, he says, to each of us this day. Go and tell the world its deepest truth about itself. Go and tell the world that death is not the final story, that out of death always comes new life. Go and tell the world and show the world through your words and through your actions that there is a different way to live this life. There is a different way to exist in this universe as a human being. Go and tell the world, my friends, that the pathway to God, the pathway to heaven, it is not paved with strength and power, nor empire, nor wealth, nor privilege. But that sacred path is tread in the footsteps of love, tread in the footsteps of humility and service and peace. So go in his name and pour yourselves out for this world. Go and pour yourselves out for the life of this world through acts of compassion and tenderness and forgiveness. Go and pour yourselves out and discover the spirit of the resurrected Jesus, stirring new life in you as you do. go and tell the world, as we sang at the confirmation service just a few days ago, that we have a new commandment to love one another as God has loved us. Do not hold on to me. Do not hold on to me, but go. Go and share. Share my good news. Share my gospel. Share and know, my beloved, that you will find me in the sharing. Alleluia. Alleluia. Christ is risen. Amen.